Now, it's Care Leavers Week, and it's fair to say that most people who have experienced care face an uphill struggle, and that's with turning 18. But this is never truer than when it comes to financial education and literacy, with many care leavers feeling lost and also unable to manage their money efficiently. Joining me to discuss this is Leon Ward, and he is from the charity MyBNK. Leon, thank you so much for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's very, very worrying, these figures. It really is. But what does your data show when it comes to financial education for care leavers?
Yeah, so we're the UK's largest financial education charity dedicated to creating a financially fluent population. And we've surveyed some care leavers recently who have showed us how difficult it is to actually access decent financial education as they're going through the care system. So 67% of the people we spoke to said they experience anxiety about money, and 80% want more help managing their finances. In addition to that, 89% of the care leavers we spoke to said they encounter challenges when trying to access financial education support. Now, that's interesting because 80% want more help, but they're all struggling to find it. So we're calling on the system, really, to change how they deliver financial education to young people in care.
But what needs to change to improve the situation for care experienced joining adults?
I think our view of this, and this is what the care experienced young people told us, was that actually financial education needs to be weaved into their pathway, because obviously they access lots of services as they go through the care system and have access to lots of people that will support them on their journey. But there's no tailored support to help them understand money. And the challenge of that is that the ending of care is quite abrupt. You know, when somebody leaves the care system, it's quite quick. And that's one of the things that young people told us, was that there was a lack of transitional support for them as they moved into independent living. So our call is for financial education to be, as I say, blended into the support pathway that those young people have whilst they're in the care system.
But what are you asking organisations, local authorities and governments to do?
Well, partly to either explore bringing MyBank in, because we're up and down the country being able to support young people with this. The next step would be to train support workers in financial education. One of the challenges we have when trying to call for sort of systems change like what you're asking me about is that actually lots of adults in this country have quite poor financial literacy. So we're trying to change the game across the country in multiple ways. And one of the things is that we're ready to help whilst support workers, social workers, etc., don't have the education they need. So we want government to educate the workforce and in the interim put in programs of support that already exist, and for local authorities to embed organizations like MyBank in their provision.
Now, how does MyBank help young people become financially literate?
We've got a range of programs that are all delivered by our trainers face-to-face. So the programs that we have are anywhere between 1 and 4 days. We have accredited programs where young people get a level one in personal finance management, and that means that they explore modules like budgeting, banking, borrowing, understanding tenancy agreements, how to protect your deposit. We try and teach young people everything that they need to know to shift into independent living. And then as they progress through adulthood, we have programs that help them understand the financial key points in their life. So understanding mortgages, understanding how, you know, insurance can work for your house or for your content. So we have modules that are designed for people, delivered by great experienced trainers up and down the country.
So if we've got any young listeners at the moment who are suffering financially and trying to understand finance, where can they actually go for more information and support?
Yes, if they go to our website, which is mybank.org, so mybnk.org, or have a look at our social media, we're at MyBank, they can find lots of information and support about managing their finances. They might even be able to find a session near them that they can attend and book in. And if there's any youth workers or teachers listening that are interested in booking MyBank in, then again, follow the same channels, the MyBank website or our social media, and we will come and try and deliver a session to you.
Leon Ward, thank you so much indeed for joining us from the charity MyBank. Thanks for joining us here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio this morning.
Thanks so much.